Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, almost survivor's guilt because we have such beautiful weather here and the people in Florida are suffering so much. People in North Carolina still suffering. And what really struck me yesterday watching this on the news was that, and we all know having been through it here in the aftermath of a storm, you are worn out from the evacuation, you're worn out from the worry, you're worn out from the preparation. And then when you come back to deal with the damage, your nightmare is only beginning. There is no time off after your worry or after your stress or after your exhaustion. The process is only beginning to deal with cleanup, insurance, FEMA, everything else. Jacques Thibodeau joins us now, our friend, director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, to talk about what GOSEP's doing to help those in North Carolina and Florida and other areas that have been so impacted. Good morning, Jacques. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How's everything going today?
Real good. I was wondering about just speculating, I guess, looking at the result of the damage in Florida from the tornadoes, a dumpster lifted up and put on a roof of a house. You can't imagine even a tornado being that powerful, can you?
Oh, no. It's something else. When you talk about the water damage and the wind damage, it's pretty devastating when you look at that kind of damage.
To pick up a dumpster, a big metal dumpster, and lift it off the ground and put it on the roof of a house, that's hard to comprehend, but it happened. Tell me what GOSEP's doing to help these people, Jacques.
Well, first off, you know, we haven't stopped since Hurricane Francine. We've got 24 parishes that are recovering from that, and we're fighting every day to get every federal dollar and all the resources we can.
Shame on me, Jacques, for not bringing that up, because I'm so thinking about what happened lately with Milton that I forgot all about what happened here. We had some damage as well, right?
We did, and we're fighting every day to get resources. But after that, shortly after we got Hurricane Helene that went into North Carolina and then now Milton, we've been in five states from the beginning. We went from Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and Georgia. So right now in Florida alone, we've got almost 1,000 people from the State Fire Marshal's Office, the Louisiana National Guard, and a team of GOSEP that's in Florida right now helping them with the recovery.
What kind of help are you providing?
Well, in Florida right now, we've got two Blackhawks that are running logistics support, and they were originally there for aviation search and rescue. Then we've got the State Fire Marshal's Office has got roughly about 85 that are doing search and rescue that's ongoing with and fire support to the fire departments. And then we have the National Guard's got a full engineer task force of 500 that's working on route clearing and debris clearing. And then we have another company of trucks to help them move commodities, and we even have a team of subject matter experts that are helping with the volunteer effort in Florida.
When it comes to this state and Francine, where are the big challenges still, Jacques?
Well, the challenge always with recovery, as you well talked about, is it takes a long time to recover from a storm. Even with what we had with Francine, we had our state cost for state agencies is about $35 million. 24 parishes had $45 million in cost to them. And then what's good is we were able to secure about $60 million in FEMA reimbursement to the people of all the parishes who were affected. So it's still a very, very deliberate challenge as you move through this process.
And in North Carolina, a problem was one of the main problems was a lot of people. I guess I wanted to talk about the recovery with them because they didn't have flood insurance. Did I see a number like 3% had flood insurance?
That's really, really bad. That's a travesty and a disaster that you're talking about of major proportions. Because what you have is on the mountain, you have people that live on the mountain. There's no flood insurance there. In addition, most of the sewer treatment facilities are individually located with the houses. So as you had all these mudslides, the sewer systems were ripped from the ground.
You're about septic tanks, John? You're talking about septic tanks?
Septic tank.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, septic tanks. So what you have now is at the bottom of the mountain, you have 6 inches of sewer mud at the bottom of the mountain that's compacted with 2 inches of hard mud.
Oh,
and as you're looking, trying to do the recovery, and you step through the 2 inches of hard dirt into 6 inches of sewer muck, It's a public health issue, a huge recovery for them, really, really tough.
As far as you know, has Louisiana gotten everything it needed from FEMA, or relatively speaking, everything it needed or requested?
We have, but we don't give them an option. We never let up. One of the things they did early on, they made a mistake and issued a declaration that was limited pre-storm, and it really kind of set us off because it's the first time in 40 years I'd ever seen some administrative restriction to a storm coming in, and we have not let up. Since that time, since the storm hit, I had a conversation with Administrator Cresswell about that administrative requirement, and we have not backed down. And fortunately for us, FEMA has given us everything that we asked for. So we're going to fight for all the parishes and municipalities to get every dollar that's due to them.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jacques Thibodeau, our friend, director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. And I was telling Tim Zimmer this earlier, that I was watching a lady that they were interviewing, and the house was flooded, and she was in flood water in the house. The husband was lying on the couch, and they were exhausted, and it was hot. And I'm thinking that for these poor people, their journey has only begun. They're not even begun the journey to recovery, and they're exhausted and worn out. So it's good that GOSUP is not only paying it forward, but I guess in a way paying it back. We'll take a break. Come back. 720 Traffic Now.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WL 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jacques Thibodeau, director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. You know, Jacques, you guys always say have a game plan, right? And we still have some more time in hurricane season. As I understand it, the threat is not from the Atlantic. It's now more in the Caribbean basin and what could develop down there. With all that being said, when you look at the path of Milton and the city of Tampa, it was just like 5 or 10 or 15 miles that made a difference between all that storm surge being pushed into Tampa Bay or being pushed out, right?
Absolutely. If you look at, it's exactly what you talked about. It's right about 7 miles. If it moves to the north 7 miles, they've got a major inundation water in Tampa Bay, and it would have been a hugely more impactful disaster than what it was already.
And the reason I brought that up with get a game plan is, man, 15 miles is not much, and that was a last-minute jog, and you never know. So you always have to either evacuate or have a game plan or listen to what public officials tell you is what I'm trying to say in my own clumsy way, Jacques.
Absolutely. And what you talk about, Francine, just happened to come right between the New Orleans metro area and the Baton Rouge area. If it moves 15 miles to the east or west, one of those is going to get hit. So if you go to getagameplan.org, you have tips on how to prepare for a storm. In addition, if you go to our app, Get a Game Plan app, you can see we still have 6 disaster recovery centers that are open in the state of Louisiana that shows you exactly where they are.
What is what are the hardest hit areas and the biggest challenges in Florida as it stands this morning, Jacques? Because I presume you're in touch with the disaster leaders there, right?
Absolutely. And it's really from Sarasota inland all the way in the Gulf Coast, all the way across to the Atlantic seaboard. The issue that you have is the debris that's there. And people from Louisiana will understand. When you get the debris is on the roads and clogging up all the drainage areas with the water, it brings in the mosquitoes that come with that, and it becomes a public health issue that you have so much debris, and now you have mosquitoes, and now you have just, it's compounded with that public health issue, and it's a challenge for them. They're going to have massive amounts of debris for the next 60 to 90 days they'll be clearing.
Do you have any evidence or any reports of the debris that was hanging around from Francine flying through the air and causing a lot more damage as a result of it being there than if it had not been there after Milton roared in?
We did have conversations with them about debris. One of the things that I thought that Florida did very well is I thought when they opened their debris management sites and forced all the local counties to pick the debris up and get them off the roads into sites to clear the roads, I thought that was a very, very good protective measure in the beginning. And I can tell you that the thing that hit them the hardest are the tornadoes that you talked about.
You know what, Jock, you're reading ahead, because I was going to ask you if you'd ever seen anything like that. I think like 120 tornado warnings, and how many tornadoes actually hit?
It's crazy. I mean, I think it was in the terms of upwards of 40 that actually hit, with all the warnings that were 120. I've never seen tornado activity, and it's hard enough to respond to a hurricane, but with tornadoes inside of a hurricane, I can't imagine.
Nope, and I don't know how you, I can't even imagine, like you, Jacques, being in that situation again with something so powerful that comes out of nowhere, like, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic here, but like a finger of death out of the sky, right? You can't run. What can you do? And strong enough to lift a dumpster off of the ground and put it on somebody's roof. If somebody wants to help or somebody wants to volunteer something with GOSEP, what can they do, Jacques, to help the people in Florida?
The best thing to do is to just, whatever local community that you're attached to, there's going to be all the volunteers that are out there. We call them volunteer organizations active during a disaster. And there's several of them that are out there. You can go to the GOSEP website, and we talk about how to volunteer, how to send donations to that area. The biggest thing that you can really do is just give them your thoughts and your prayers, and know that you never wish anything on anyone else. But, you know, we're fortunate that it did not come here, and anything we can do to help them, we will do. And we just appreciate everybody's support.
Right there with you. Thank you, Jacques. Appreciate your time. Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. 7:30 now. We come back. It's time for Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, to help you manage your money with Mark. You can go to jeffersonfinancial.org. In the meanwhile, look at the calculators that they have there and tool around with them, see if you can learn something. Right now it's time for WWL First News. There you go, 7:43, 17 before 7. Tim Zimmer, Manning Master Control, playing the theme music. The boys are back in town. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is time to help you manage your money. How you doing, Mark?
Tommy, how are you?
I'm okay.
Happy Friday to you.
Yes, sir. Same to you. Did you see any of the Northern Lights last night or not?
I didn't.
Oh. Have you ever seen them?
They were in Covington?
Well, they said that they have pictures that they saw them off the... Well, wait, no, seriously. On Twitter, if you follow me on Twitter, you can go to @TTuckerWWL, and I retweeted some pictures. They said you could see them as far down as Burris at the mouth of the river.
Really?
And even Mandeville off the lakefront. So there
might
you
have to look. You took pictures and posted them?
Well, no, the other people did, WWL TV and
forth.
And then I got some pictures from a friend in New Hampshire. They're just unbelievable. I know you've traveled the world extensively. Have you seen the Northern Lights or not?
I have not.
Oh. Well, maybe you should put that on your list of world travel.
That's it. On the short list. That's right. That's right. Get that done.
So if you go to jeffersonfinancial.org, you can find some calculators. That's their homepage. It's absolutely free. Not going to cost you anything. Right in the middle of the page at jeffersonfinancial.org, you'll see Manage Your Money, which is the name of this segment, and plan for your future with our financial calculators. Now, if people want to do that in the safety of their offices or homes, not while they're driving, that's great. With that all in mind, Mark, let's talk about managing your money.
And Tom, reiterating, you don't have to put in, there's no login there. You don't have to create an account. You don't have to do anything. It's free and open to the public.
And no,
we want it that way.
No,
correct. There's no, we're glad to have that available to people and talk about it on our Friday mornings and and just lead people to it. But it's, you know, you can't break them. You can't do anything. And there's a, I'm on the mortgage calculators. I'm going to speak about that a little bit this morning. I know we did last Friday, but this keeps going on. And I'll say what I mean in a second. But there must be, I'm looking at it, there must be 20 calculators there that, you know, cut the pie a little bit differently depending on what somebody's trying to do with their mortgage. And if you just want to do loans and credit calculators, it won't focus so much on mortgage lending. But segueing that into the segment, I had a call yesterday. Army buddy of mine would go back at least 40 years. He was talking about refinancing some loans. But the before I go into that, you know, a week ago, we had a better than we, the United States had a better than expected payroll report. Instead of 150,000 jobs, basically, it was 250. So that's good news. Wall Street cheered it on. I think the market was positive on day one of that, backed off a little bit on day two to say, well, we might be missing a recession. And all those conversations came in. And then this week it was going to be, well, here's the it's like every other week we have inflation indicators coming back out. So early in the week, we had the consumer price index coming, something that we could talk a little bit more about Monday. But it came in higher than expected. OK, expected was 0.1% or about 1.2% for the year. And it came in double that much, about 2.4%. So the market backed up a little bit saying, OK, are we starting back into, after the Fed cut rates 50 basis points about a month ago, is inflation going to stay tame? Are we going to have these numbers that beat expectations? That's in a bad way. And is inflation rising again, that more people are working and so on? So what's the Fed going to do? A report came out this week saying that a lot of the Fed governors were divided on what to do with the next rate cut, if there's going to be any rate cut. So Wall Street, very anticipatory, had that baked in. We talked about this a couple of Fridays ago. As soon as they started, okay, we're going to start cutting rates. They came out with a bang, meaning that they did 50 basis points instead of their usual 25. And the Chicago Merc got all crazy about that. So, well, the next cut in November, that's going to be another 50 basis point. Well, when the more optimistic news came out, they had some this morning. The PPI came in as expected just a few minutes ago. With the CPI being a little bit higher and that employment report, Wall Street just can't shake that. It's like, well, okay, what's going to be monetary policy going forward? And the anticipatory financial system was saying, if rates are going to start cutting, and we're pretty much betting on that, then you get some more ambitious than others at the first mover advantage. They started cutting rates very, very quickly. Well, some of that started backing up this week. We had the mortgage rates posted their biggest 1 week increase since the spring. What was happening in the spring? The same story. Some anticipation of rates starting to be cut in March. That never happened. Well, they'll kick it into April. That never happened. So again, that anticipatory market had the rates falling. When it didn't happen, those rates sprung back up. So now I go back to the friend of mine calling. He's like, I have $50,000 worth of credit card debt. And time we've been talking about refinancing and those things, still we blew in the face. But there's so many people that are still looking for solutions there and still trying to save some money. And it's like, well, I own my home free and clear. And I say, why don't you just that's a place to borrow. And he's paying the usual 20% on credit cards. And it's like, okay, I don't want to put a mortgage on my house. Okay, well, there are costs to that. Understand that. There's brain damage to that. You got to fill out applications, go in and go back to your mortgage lender, whoever that is. And it's, it's that to lock in a single digit, maybe a mid-single digit, 5 or 6-ish. Now, he backed up a little bit this week. So we got to, come around and check a little. But it's between that and 20, I would think that would cover his cost. But that's where the calculators come in to say, okay, if you can refinance or finance from the beginning, in his case, he has no mortgage at all. He owns his home free and clear. That would be a first mortgage. So what else has been going on that here in between the news and what people are telling me that most of the mortgages, 80%, of the people that have, 90% of the homeowners with a mortgage have a rate under 6. So if that's you, somebody listening this morning, It's like, well, if I go refinance my house, it might kick up more than 6. I'm at 4.5. I'm at 4.25. I mean, I just had a 2.7% mortgage and I sold the house and it paid it off. But that's what people say. I can't refinance that. On the long run, it's going to cost me whatever I'm paying on a credit card. I'm going to pay way more than that on the long run. Mm-hmm. Coming for the from a number that starts with a 2 or a 3 or even a 4 or a 5, it's like I did the calculator, I end up paying more. So I've got to sit with this 20%, 25% credit card rate. Well, what to do there is I would call the lender that you have and say, guys, I need a second mortgage. I need to keep the loan that I have because it's at a rate that I've never seen before. And like in my case, it's 2.7. And I need to put on a small second mortgage. Talk to me about that. I say go back to the lender that you originally had because they have all your information. They have everything. They have all the evaluations on your home when you first got the mortgage, and it might be new enough if you were like me and refinanced in 2020 to lock in that 2.7%. You might have data there that's new enough to use on a subsequent loan. If you go into another lender and saying, well, I want you to do my second mortgage, and I have a lender A with my first mortgage, lender B is not going to be that enthusiastic. They're going to say, well, you know, in case something happens to you, I got the second bite at the apple. In case something really happens, and heaven forbid, we don't think it's going to, but if it did, a sale of the house is going to pay the first mortgage first, and we don't want to have just be standing out there with the second mortgage and no home attached to it. So lenders get a little bit squeamish about that. Some people have done third mortgages and fourth mortgages. Not so popular, but you can if you have a second mortgage already. But the point would be the calculator is going to lead you into the discussion with your lender. And if it's a second mortgage, that'll keep you first in its position, keep that low interest rate, that 3% that you're enjoying right now. But if you need some money, a record amount has come out in HELOCs over the past year. The mortgage group reported this week that HELOC lending soared to the highest level since 2008. For all the reasons that we're saying, now the HELOC, I might have to pick this up in another segment. The HELOC is a line of credit. A second mortgage is a fixed loan. And the guy I was talking to, he's like, I don't want a HELOC. I don't want the line of credit. I don't want that. That's not for him. Okay, the second mortgage might be you put it for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever the term a person needs. And when that's paid off, it's paid off. If you're doing a second mortgage today, don't think that's going to be a 3%. That might be closer to the 5 or 6, but it's purpose-built. Remember that you're paying off 20 and 25% consumer debt very possibly, and all of your mortgage business is with a single lender, and that keeps things happier than if you're going all around looking for that. You can, but I would start with your initial lender.
That is some very valuable information, Mark, because a second and third mortgage sounds terrible, but actually it could be the most financially sound thing you could do.
You got to do the arithmetic, and the calculators will do it.
JeffersonFinancial.org. Again, Mark, very valuable information. A lot of people I don't think would ever think of, but you did, and you shared it.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Mark, thank you, sir.
Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. He will be back Monday as we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark. Go to JeffersonFinancial.org. That's some valuable information. 7:54, traffic now, WWL.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.